Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, I just want to take a moment to remember brother Kevin Crowley, who died early this week in his native West Cork. Kevin was an extraordinary man, among the best I've had the privilege to meet, and I interviewed him on a lot of occasions. When I interviewed him in the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin's Bow Street in 2014, he told me that after secondary school in Bandon, he first joined CIE and worked in Fermoy, but he felt that he needed to listen to the call to serve, and he joined the Capuchins in 1958. It was the day of the Grand National and he placed a bet, but he never found out if he won because he told me he didn't see a newspaper again for 5 years. Well, in 1969, brother Kevin founded the Capuchin Day Centre to serve the homeless of Dublin after what he witnessed on the streets of our capital city. When we met in 2014, I asked him about his concerns at the growing number of people calling to the centre. At that stage, they regularly had 200 people for breakfast and 1,700 for food parcels, compared to 50 when he started out.
When I think about the new poor, you know, that really saddens me, to think that people who had great jobs and have lost their jobs and now they have to come here looking for food and looking for help. We had an occasion, I think it was last year, where a parent rang me up. She had two children. One was going out to do his leaving, the other the intercert. On one particular morning, they had to go out without a breakfast because they had no food and they were on the verge of losing their home, and they were trying to spare up the money for their rent. So these are the people that really worries me. But my biggest concern and my biggest worries is the people, the young people on the streets.
Brother Kevin also spoke about the basic principle of respect that underpinned the work in the Capuchin Day Centre.
My reason for that being, put myself in the same situation. Certainly, I would find it very difficult if I had to come to a place like this for asking for food. Therefore, I have to have the respect for the people who are coming here and to make sure that we as Capuchins and Franciscans, that these people are treated with respect. And that's one of the things that I emphasise very much with the staff and the volunteers, that they too must give respect to the people who are coming here. No person is to be treated in any way with any disrespect.
And if you ever visit the Capuchin Day Centre, you'll see that respect in everything they do. Lastly, Brother Kevin spoke to me about his native Cork and also his love for Dublin, where he worked until his retirement 3 years ago.
Naturally enough, I have to have a love for the beauty of Cork and from where I come from in West Cork. Even though that I'm in Dublin since 1969, early 66, I think, I have a love for the Dubs. I love the Dubs, and the Dubs have been very good to me, and without them, we certainly wouldn't survive here.
Brother Kevin Crowley speaking to me there in 2014, Ar Yeis Dé go raibh a Anam Dialaigh.